Today is episode 6 of my new TV show, 2 Minute Drill. It is the first pitch only show with 4 contestants competing for over $50,000 of cash and prizes. Joining me today is David Sharfman, owner of Just the Cheese, and Rory Kataya, the CEO of Verb Technologies. You'll hear 4 pitches and feedback from the 3 of us, and in the end, Rory will determine the winner. You can watch 2 Minute Drill on Fridays at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time on Bloomberg TV and on Amazon Prime Video.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
I'm David Meltzer, and welcome to 2 Minute Drill. Each contestant will get 2 minutes to pitch. Then they'll answer one question and get feedback from our other featured judges. I'll be giving my good points throughout the pitch and during their answers. After the pitches are complete, our JA Impact judge, Scott Absher, CEO from ShiftPixie, will decide which pitch had the greatest impact, and a donation will be made to Junior Achievement University worldwide. Finally, our closer, Rory Kataya, the CEO from Verb Technologies, will decide our champion, who will receive over $50,000 of cash and prizes. We'll be right back to hear our first pitch here on 2 Minute Drill. Welcome back to 2 Minute Drill. With me are our judges, Rory Kataya, the CEO of Verb Technologies, and David Sharfman, CEO of Just the Cheese. Let's put 2 minutes on the clock and get to the contestants. With us now is Chris Knutson to tell us about his company, E2E Connect. Chris, you're on the clock.
Thanks, David. My name is Chris Knutson. I am co-founder and CEO of E2E Connect. We are an AI platform that was built with one goal in mind, to cut hiring costs across the biotech, healthcare, and IT verticals by a full 50%. To do this, we targeted a 60% reduction in the critical time to fill vacancy period on the front end and a 30% reduction in attrition over an 18-month window on the back end by optimizing fit. To achieve this, our artificial intelligence generates something analogous to a DNA match between a prospective employer and a job seeker. However, while the likelihood of you and I sharing the same DNA across 13 loci is about 1 in 480 billion, the probability of our system generating an exact match off a 5-minute job post across as many key matching areas is about 1 in 72 septillion. That's 26 zeros. Yet our tech will always generate an instantaneous list of the top 10 best fit candidates in the blind 100% of the time. Now, I say in the blind because that's a critical component, what gives us an unfair competitive advantage in the marketplace. By conducting our matching in the double blind, we serve several functions. First and foremost, we reduce bias in hiring practices. Second, we protect the job seeker's identity until such time as they're ready to reveal it, thereby allowing us to ingest the full 50% of the job seeker market that are categorized as being passive job seekers. Third, we give our clients a strategic advantage because they don't have to divulge their tech stack when they're looking to onboard new employees. Now, we accomplish this by getting rid of resumes. That's another story I'll save for the follow-up. Let me just tell you this. Without a single job seeker in the system, we onboarded our first client for beta test, a Fortune 50 company whose global head of talent acquisition immediately recognized the value that our technology can provide. But with the pandemic in play, we've doubled our focus on healthcare because we think our tech is the perfect tool to help reallocate critical healthcare resources to where they're needed most in this fight. While we're looking for $1 million in seed cap, this $50,000 would go a long way towards helping our platform evolve so we can help save lives and put people back to work. Thank you.
Great pitch. Good pitch. You really checked all the boxes. The one thing that I'd be interested in knowing, though, and maybe you could touch on next time you're given this pitch, what's the revenue model?
We're a subscription-based model, but to be honest, with the pandemic in play, we have a sense of altruism. While the pandemic is still an issue, we're giving away our platform for free. There's too many people out there that are dislocated workers. There's too much of an issue with the shortage of critical healthcare workers for us to worry about revenue right now. But that being said, we think that we'll emerge from the backside of this pandemic with a critical mass of users on both ends of the spectrum where we can scale back to our original beta test model. And that's a subscription model that undercuts current cost modalities by about 85%.
So is it the company that's paying the subscription, or is it the individual job seeker?
We're free to job seekers. It will be the employer. And it, like I said, it's based on their employee strength. And we priced it so we can really be a disruptor and undercut everybody significantly. But free for job seekers always will be.
So if this doesn't work out for you, you definitely have a career as an auctioneer. You may have set some sort of record for polysyllabic words in 2 minutes. That was incredible. So it sort of cuts to my question for you, that probably being more recently in your position than Rory and Dave, in plain English, how would you explain your business to a 10-year-old? That you sort of seem to get really caught up on saying lots of big numbers and lots of big words. Just Rory asked about revenue model real quick. What's your business and why? Why is it making money?
This might be too much for a 10-year-old, but Match.com for HR.
Perfect.
Wow. Well, I think there's two things. One, what a polished pitch. You know, you ended you just don't accidentally end exactly at 2 minutes. The amount of time that it must have taken you to prepare to be so polished was a huge, for me, credibility statement. I was ready to write that check myself, because I know how big. In fact, I read an article on the engagement side that 87 to 93% of all employees right now are disengaged with their work. Imagine what that does to productivity. Great polished pitch. Simplify it. You're too smart for your own good, Chris. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next up, we've got Joshua Bennett, CEO of Good Stuff Nutrition. Joshua, you're on the clock with 2 Minute Drill.
Hello, my name is Joshua Bennett, CEO and founder of Good Stuff Nutrition, makers of the Good Stuff Bar, the best protein bar in the world. My ask is this. I'm asking for $150,000 in investment and a personal business introduction to Dwayne Johnson. I grew up in Iowa, and I am an honorably discharged U.S. veteran and a previous National Strength and Conditioning Association certified personal trainer. In my life, I've eaten a lot of protein bars, and most of them have been disappointing, as they either had questionable ingredients or I needed a gallon of water to choke them down. Over the last 3 years, I've started Good Stuff Nutrition and have developed the best tasting protein bar in the world, and we've begun the process to bring it to market. And what a market it is. The protein bar market is expected to have a compound annual growth rate of about 6.3% over the next few years and to be worth $2 billion by 2024. Our market goal is to be the number one protein bar for all major sports organizations and gym franchises, as well as number one for consumer purchases. A key component to my why is in 2008, I lost my job. And at the time, I was living paycheck to paycheck in a room that I rented. I didn't have a choice. I had to move out. Luckily, I had some good friends that allowed me to crash with them while I got back on my feet. But not everyone is so lucky to have support like that. Without those friends, I would have been just a statistic, another homeless veteran. With that in mind, Good Stuff Nutrition pledges 10% of our proceeds towards ending veteran homelessness, with the goal to end all veteran homelessness by 2027. With that in mind, would you like to join forces with us? Or do you know someone who you could introduce us to that would be invaluable for us to fulfill our mission?
So look, I really got what you're doing. I get the whole protein bar market. I think that the fact that you understood the size of the market, and I can tell you right now, my wife probably accounts for 90% of it. So I totally understand the market. But I really didn't understand much about how you intend to compete in really a very, very competitive environment. There's big guys in this space. You know, what's your revenue model? What's you know, your manufacturing? I mean, there's so much that was left out. I think you had a great background, and I appreciate you focusing on that. But you need more of what the business is and why this is different, why you're going to make money, why I want to put my money with you.
Got it. Thank you.
So sort of piggybacking on that, the big thing that I have for this is you didn't talk about the product. You went out of your way to say it's the best tasting, and the problems were, oh, the current stuff is chalky or doesn't taste good. Why are you the best? Tell me about the product itself.
My product, if you can imagine like a Rice Krispie treat, but instead of puff rice, it's puff protein. So it has the texture and flavor of a treat that you don't need to drink any water with or anything like that, and still get your 20 to 25 grams of protein in every protein bar.
Thank you so much, number one, for your service. And what I would have liked to see is how that business model extrapolated, meaning that you have this incredible workforce of incredibly disciplined, strategic, educated, good people that are called our veterans. And they're an underserved community when they've served our community greater than anyone else, in my opinion. And so what I would also add to your pitch is how you plan on scaling the business through this incredible workforce with your knowledge of that workforce, your personal experience of the challenges that are facing that workforce, and the underrepresentation that exists, that you can build that. Secondly, I cannot introduce you to The Rock. It'd be worth more than the $135,000 or $50,000 you're asking for, but I can introduce you to Tom Bilyeu, who's a dear friend of mine who would be happy. He's so abundant to help someone like you, especially with the vision that you have with our veterans. I appreciate the pitch. I appreciate your heart. And most importantly, I appreciate your service. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
More 2 Minute Drill is coming up next. But first, check out this tip of the day from Jason Waller with True Underdog Podcast.
Hey, I'm Jason Waller, True Underdog Podcast, with your tip of the day for 2 Minute Drill. If your product or service truly changes lives, you need to get across the impact it has on its users and their communities. This is what I would consider your why moment. This is where you show them that it's not just profits and bottom line, but your product is impactful and life-changing.
It's time for more pitches here on 2 Minute Drill. And now, to tell us about his company, Thin Energy, say hello to the CEO and founder, Michael Gardner. Michael, take it away.
COVID has changed the way we think and our lifestyle. I'm here today to share a universal language we all need to embrace. That language is health and wellness. My name is Michael Gardner. I'm the founder and CEO of Thin Energy Complete. Thin Energy, the healthy alternative, which is a plant-based wellness drink. We are asking for a line of credit for $500,000 for purchase orders and relationship capital for influencers and industry introductions like distributors and retail partners in exchange for 5% equity. I've been in the health and wellness industry for over 20 years as a personal trainer, entrepreneur, and author. I've trained some of the biggest names in professional sports. But my passion has been to help fight obesity, to help people lead a healthier and more active lifestyle. 68% of Americans are overweight, and they're looking for a healthier lifestyle beverage. In short, consumers are looking for the healthy alternative in the energy drink and wellness space. Thin Energy Complete, a plant-based drink with no caffeine, no sucralose, no sugar, no preservatives. Thin Energy tastes great while providing immune-boosting ingredients like elderberry, zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C. Thin Energy Complete is a lifestyle brand with many benefits that delivers each and every time. There's over $9 billion a year spent on energy shots. Weight loss is a $55 billion a year industry. Why settle for energy when you can have Thin Energy? But wait, there's more. Not only have we been issued 6 registered trademarks, we've also been issued a utility patent on our multi-shot bottle. Instead of 30 of these bottles right here, you can enjoy our economical, green-friendly multi-shot bottle. Save money, save the planet. Can you see any reason why you won't want to help people and be part of this wellness movement within?
Wow, really impressive. Look, you embraced technology. You incorporated that into your pitch. I think you had great energy. Thin Energy as a name, as a brand, I think it has some legs to it. I really like what you're doing. And you sold me, your personality, you're engaging. But again, a comment that I made to some of the other contestants, I want to understand the business. How do you make money? Are you manufacturing this? What's your supply chain look like? How are you distributing the product? What's your margins? I didn't hear enough of that. So I would suggest incorporating some of that stuff.
My big question for you was around, it sounds too good to be true. And anytime I hear that, I want to hear the entrepreneur lean into that. I really want to at least get a peek at, hey, what's the issue? Like, how many ingredients are in it? Or is it a bunch of guarana? Or is it just like, oh, you're going to give people some over-the-counter hyper drugs and they won't eat anymore? Like, I don't want to find the skeletons in the closet myself. I at least want to hear you speak to them a little.
Yeah, it's a plant-based wellness drink with elderberry, zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C. And also we have a special herb that has clinical stats on weight loss and energy. No caffeine also. So that's really critical with the functional beverage space and the direction that consumers are getting more and more educated. and they're looking at ingredients. So to your point, I agree 100% with you.
I only have one thing that I noticed that would have closed me immediately. Is you mentioned your ask, which I love, $500,000 line of credit based off of POs, you said. And then you said you'd get 5% plus the introductions to influencers, which is my ball game. So that's not a problem. But what I'm really interested in is if you have PO financing, if you have POs, why not tell us the gold? You have all of this ethereal ideas and beautiful presentation, but yet it sounds like to me, you actually have POs. Do you have POs?
So we right now we're just rolling the product out right January. We're right now launching the product. So we don't have actual POs in hand, but we know as we ramp up, we don't want to have to scramble for that.
Perfect. Yeah, I think you should line up someone with credible POs for PO financing and the introductions as well. Please reach out to me. Great pitch. Thank you so much, Michael. Thin energy complete.
Thank you.
Our next contestant is Stephanie Wilson. She is the CEO of Tiki Liquid Enhancers. Stephanie, your 2 minutes starts now.
Hi, so my name is Stephanie Wilson. I'm a nurse, CEO, and founder of Tiki Liquid Enhancers. I just wanted to start out first with why I developed the business. I believe that businesses should be a vessel for positive change in the world. And I also believe that we should leave this planet better than how we found it. So for those reasons, Tiki was born. Tiki's core mission is to use its influence to promote health, wellness, sustainability, and female empowerment. My ask is for mentorship. And if you could introduce us to your influencer database and marketing channels to help us get our product out there. So what is Tiki? Tiki is a natural, zero-calorie, zero-sugar, liquid, flavored beverage enhancer that you add to your water or seltzer water. Unlike our competitors who use artificial ingredients and sweeteners, our products are made with the highest quality natural ingredients. My nursing profession played a large role in deciding what products I wanted to create. I thought about what I and other healthcare workers need during such a trying pandemic. As a result, our product lines are vitamins, energy, and sleep, because as healthcare workers, we can never get enough in those areas. Tiki's slogan is Be the Light, because this pandemic has brought about a lot of darkness, but we're here to say that no matter how dark things make it, you can always choose to be the light. The North American water enhancer market was worth $455 million in 2016, and it's projected to be worth $799 million by 2021. We are a young company. We're only 1 year old. We soft launched 1 month ago. In 1 month, we have had $2,000 in organic sales via our website and in person. We have been focusing on product and company development. We are in the process of closing our pre-seed round of $200,000 and have been accepted into a Google-backed accelerator program out of Silicon Valley, who will help us structure our company to appeal to the next round of investors. We've had tremendous positive feedback on our business, and we want to continue to be a positive light for change in the world. Thank you so much for having me, and I would love to send you some free products.
Hey, I loved your pitch. I loved you. You came across fantastic. You checked all the boxes. And, you know, just a few moments ago, we thanked a veteran for his service. But I believe the healthcare workers and the nurses and the others out there, they're the warriors today on the front line. So thank you for your service. And any kind of product that's going to help those people do that job better, I'm in. You did a great job. I've got nothing but praise.
Yeah, that was a great pitch. I think the only thing I can really say that's a little bit nitpicky is I would love to hear about the product first and then the values. So saying, this is what the product is. I'm a nurse. We use it. This is why it helps us. Here are all the values, which are great. You covered revenue. You covered your investment, the status. Great job. I got nothing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That was an incredible pitch. I think some areas that you can improve on. One, I know it's a hyper-competitive space. And the first thing that went through my mind is there really no other product that is sugarless and all of those features? So just explaining that a little bit more of how you've been able to do that or if that's true or whatever. And then I think just on the presentation side, we've been blessed to see some people that have utilized technology with a background that may be more, you know, Hawaiian or Fijian with the tikis behind you or something would have dressed it up. These are tiny little improvements, but I want to be constructive and help anyone I can, however I can. Great job. Drop the mic. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, you guys. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
The contestants have given their pitches, and now it's decision time for the judges. I'd like to thank David Sharfman with Just the Cheese for coming on the show today and for giving some great advice and feedback to our contestants. We'll be right back to announce today's winners on 2 Minute Drill.
Hi, I'm Scott Epshire, CEO at ShiftPixie, here to present this week's Impact Award on behalf of Junior Achievement Worldwide. The biggest impact entrepreneurs have on our society is rethinking and re-engineering the current systems that are in place. Chris Knutson and E2E Connect are the perfect example by improving the way that companies evaluate and hire qualified candidates. Chris, a donation of $1,000 has been made in your name to JA Worldwide, which ties in perfectly with their mission of empowering today's students to take on a leadership role in the workforce of the future. Congratulations, Chris.
Welcome back. Now the moment we have all been waiting for. Rory, the CEO of Verb, will choose the best pitch and the winner of over $50,000 of cash and prizes. Rory, who's the winner of this week's 2 Minute Drill?
Another great, great episode. Chock full of takeaways for entrepreneurs. Great pointers. There was so much there. But a couple of that really stick out for me, that really stand out. First of all, be honest. Be upfront. Don't withhold anything. Think about what an investor would want to know about your business that if they found out after they wrote their check, they're not going to be all that happy that it wasn't disclosed up front. So really important to think about that. So look, I've got to go with Stephanie. I mean, she's on the front lines of this pandemic. She's got a product that's helping these people. We've got to get behind them. And
congratulations.
You got our vote.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, this is such a big deal for our young company. I appreciate that more than you know.
Congratulations. Thank you for setting such a great example.
Well done, Stephanie. Well done.
Great job, Rory. And once again, congratulations, Stephanie, who will be taking home over $50,000 in cash and prizes. Thank you, Scott Apsher from ShiftPixie. Big shout out to Junior Achievement Worldwide and congratulations to all of our contestants. Most importantly, thank you to Clarity Experiences for producing this amazing show. I'd like to recognize all of our generous sponsors for providing over $50,000 of cash and prizes to our contestants. Remember, everyone, be kind to your future self and do good deeds. See you next week on 2 Minute Drill.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode in any way or found any value, screenshot it, share it, however you like. My only ask is you help me empower others to be happy.